Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me. It's capable of vastly more than almost anyone knows, and the rate of improvement is exponential.
The entire corporate media, the entire Hollywood combine, the communist Chinese, the EU, are all promoting a post-human world, and that the family is bad, and that there is no God, but that gods are coming, and they're going to be AI gods, and they're going to replace us. They say the same thing over and over again. We're obsolete. We're dead. We're gone. We should all just give up and take some high-powered prescription drugs and just fade out.
The CDC reporting the overdose death rate among middle-aged women has risen more than 260% since 1999. Drug-related fatalities often involve a mixture of medications. And when researchers looked closer, they found overdoses that included prescription opioid painkillers rose 485%.
And a lot of people nihilistically are deciding to do that. You're seeing record suicide, not just here, but across the world, because we're being told humans suck, we're bad, the world without humans is going to be a great thing. That's what young people are being taught, record suicide there.
The first 10 years, 2000 to 2010, suicide attempts were relatively flat according to the study, but in 2011, they went up in every age group, especially in girls aged 10 to 12, with a frightening 338% increase in attempted suicide.
It's the prosperity that's killing us. Victor Hugo said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And we really are becoming monsters, aren't we? Slovenly, weak, stupid, no attention spans, myself included. Because we're not involved in the animating contest of liberty. We're not pushing ourselves. We're drowned in all this buzz of information, most of it false. But here on this broadcast, when I'm focused and I'm really putting my nose to the grindstone, there is no better analysis of what's really happening on this planet and what the different countervailing forces are. Nowhere.
What is his name?
Mitchell Stewart.
The conspiracy theorist?
That's a celebrity now?
The guy who thinks 9/11 was an inside job?
He's an ass.
He's an ass. He needs liver surgery.
You make many statements that have been proven wrong. Do you really believe them?
You want to untangle what's real and what's for show?
What, you got it from Alex Jones. And that's like, whoa, it's over. Person that gets called Alex Jones is an idiot. And everybody has to, you know, laugh at him. And it's tailored for women and kind of the younger pop generation. But I know what's happening with the younger generation. Even millennials are waking up, but particularly Generation Z. And they all see right through this. Why are they doing it if it's not working like it used to? Because it's all they've got and it used to work in the past. Well, that's a group that's got to be met with resistance. We've got to fight as hard as we can now while we still have some communities that are able to communicate on the internet before they incrementally close the door, which is happening right now. And Trump, I have to say, has been presiding over America losing control of the internet and losing control of our freedoms. And the little bitty things he's done, like in the new trade negotiation to say the EU and others can't shut down our tech companies and don't have monopoly control over them, doesn't mean anything if Trump lets them, the big tech companies, operate above the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the political system and the American people.
Hi, Mr. Zuckerberg. How did the meeting go today? What was your message to lawmakers, Mr. Zuckerberg? Can you assure lawmakers that your platform will not be manipulated ahead of the next election? Did you talk about possibly breaking up Facebook? Did you talk about privacy legislation? Are you hopeful that it will come to the floor before the end of the year? Are you ready to deal with California's privacy legislation?
Well, we've seen a few good things from Trump, but on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, I'll give Trump a 1. And we need a 10 out of him on First Amendment and free speech. This is racketeering. This isn't private company can do whatever it wants. This is private companies in real time with AI and real time censorship with people watching what the AI flags and controlling what we can say and do online.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, January 17th, 2020. Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. You just heard Paul Joseph Watson knocking out of the park in the last hour. Now, I taped a really great interview with an extremely politically incorrect comedian, thought criminal, Tim Dillon. He is going to be in studio with us in the fourth hour, because he was right here last night and we taped it. I, if all was going well, we've had planes sliding off runways and, you know, Missouri and all sorts of other crazy weather, but I'll be in D.C. this afternoon co-hosting with Savannah Hernandez, Owen Schroyer, and others with the War Room today. So that's from 3 to 6 p.m., and that's important because you have a historic attempt to impeach the president that has been successful. That's the indictment. Now they're in the Senate with the trial. We're going to be there all next week covering it live. And we're going to be there on the federal holiday. We're going to be in Virginia, just 30-something miles south, northern Virginia, where the left is openly trying to cause martial law and trying to paint gun owners as KKK and all this insane garbage. I mean, this is America. Fight for its life. Now, this is a football game. We're about 7 points ahead in the third quarter going to the fourth. I mean, it's ours to lose, okay? It's ours to lose here, and this isn't a football game. This is the whole future of humanity being fought out in America right now. Because you seize control of America, you can take down the planet of pure evil. They couldn't get full control, so they set up China as the model to dominate. And now I've got reports on that I'm going to get into in a moment. But let me just do this up front again this hour, because I always tend to plug at the end of things and do it like I'm apologizing for plugging. This dog doesn't hunt. This dog doesn't win unless you buy the products. And I'm not like saying it's some laborious thing. I'm happier than a pig and you know what when I take the Ultimate Fish Oil that's back in stock, when I take the X2 and X3, when I take the Gut Fusion. I can't wait. It's been sold out for three months now. I can't, 4 months. Gosh, it takes forever to make this stuff organic. We have stuff all the time not sold out if it's not organic. They got plenty of that. Getting stuff certified organic, the testing of it, everything has to be tested by a third party. They're tested by the labs again. You know they're testing all our stuff at the, you know, the Democrats admit they do that. It's all over the news trying to find something. And so we're at above California standards with almost all of our products, which is almost impossible. That is where the cost comes in, the triple testing. And these products are amazing. And so a lot of stuff that has been sold out will be back soon. But I was going to get a living defense. I mean, people are just blown away by that. It's been sold out for 3 months. 3 months. And I was talking to the factory just 2 days ago. And I said, listen, it's supposed to take 12 weeks for this when we put the order. And they said, yes, but we continue to get and test. And it's not passing California standards. Just can't go to production. So everybody else just slaps a label on saying this doesn't pass California standards, which is like, you know, one part per billion. I mean, the air has more, you know, toxic stuff in it than this does. but they let California dump toxic waste right into the water, calling it fluoride, but it's a bunch of other stuff as well. But there's a waiver for that around the Clean Water Act. There's a waiver for that, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, that's what this comes down to. And when you look at every angle of it and how they operate and the scams they're running, it's just ridiculous that we ever put up with this stuff. Yeah, I remember David Hogg said, we're bad. We tell you the water's poisonous, that the water table's been poisoned by the Industrial Revolution and so many other things, and they add more poison into it. And then I started realizing why they did that after World War II. The water was so toxic that they put fluoride, but that meant hundreds of chemicals from the mining industries and phosphate industries and from the aluminum industries. And then they just put poison back in the water, and that was the waiver to put the poison in to cover up the poison that was already in the water. But I didn't mean to go into a huge plug or rant here. What I'm getting at is this. We go out to the top labs in the country, the very best that are out there, and we say, we want the best you've ever made. And they go, yeah, this product, we'll probably label it for you, we're ready right now. I'm like, no, excuse me. You don't understand. I want it better. And that's what we've done. In fact, somebody took my old official, the one I had open, the one I was eating, took it away, but here's one that's not been open yet. Who stole my fish oil? Now, folks, there it is. Please do an overhead shot. Has anybody ever seen horse pills that big? And maybe that's not a good sales tactic. Like, these are the biggest horse pills ever, but they go down okay with some water. I'll tell you. I mean, Monica Lewinsky would have no problem with these. But, I mean, she'd like, I'll call these little Clintons. But the point is that it's crass, it's out of control. I don't even care anymore about that civil war. We're trying to stop it. Look at these babies. I mean, those are big. Or they're small, depending on how you look at it. But here it is. Like, that's a fish oil. That's a big fish oil. Now, that's Bill Clinton's tallywhacker. It's really little. But the point is, that's not what we're talking about. It's a family show, and I apologize. I told you the filter's gone, folks. It's gone. Doesn't exist anymore. Sorry, I can't even put a filter on. That's always been the joke, too. Like, Jones can't sell out because he can't control himself. I don't want to sell out. I want to absolutely crush the enemy. And that means I get blown up in the process, and ice picks ran through my eyeballs. That's fine. Because, see, I don't like pain. But I do like destroying globalists even more than I do like it. You understand? So I'm going to stop. I'm out of control. I apologize for those jokes. I'm not going to do it. I've been being much more family friendly. But it doesn't matter. I mean, hell, they're teaching 5-year-olds in most public schools to sit on big fat pedophiles' laps. So, you know, when I expose that, TV stations are like, you can't show this. This is a fat dude shaking his ass in front of a 5-year-old. I'm like, if they're doing it in schools, yeah, I understand. I remember when you first started exposing the pedophile drag queen story time like 5 years ago, and people are like, Alex, it's not that big a deal. They're like, whoa, it's at my library. It's at my school. What the hell? They're like parachuting in fat dudes in clown outfits right now. Okay? I mean, hell, next segment, the star witness of Robert Mueller against Trump just got busted for you know what. But, like, not everybody that looks like Brian Stelter is a pedophile. Most of them are. Okay, I'm going to stop. You know, I am, the energy level on the planet's really up right now. So, yeah, that's what's happening. And I just can't even cover news right now. That's what this comes down to. But the main reason I'm here is to tell you that I need funding, just like a missile needs fuel, and I will hit the enemy and I will destroy them with your help. But You got the best hunting dog around, like I said at the start of the segment. But if you got him in a kennel and you don't feed him and you don't give him water and you don't de-flee him, he's just gonna roll over and die. He's tough. He'll just go out there one more and he'll be dead. Now, quite frankly, I'm not like a hunting dog that's in really great shape. Oh, I'm getting a little bit better. You start to see a little bit of my ribs. That's made us more lean and mean in this fight against the globalists. Even physically, I'm even stronger under the attack. His spirit is so strong, just the flesh is also willing, but just not as strong as the spirit. And I'll just go back to it again. When you make the decision to spread the word about the broadcast, and when you make the decision to pray for us, and when you make the decision to buy the products, it changes the whole world. We've already done it. You've already done it. And I say this every day because it's not patronization. It's not patting you on the head. And you're important. No, look what you did this. And it's you, the globalists. Hey, they just don't like this focal point. So there's a sounding board of somebody saying what you're already thinking and saying what you're already wanting. Because we're in the same spirit. I mean, we're jacked in. We are tied together. You can be black. You can be white. You can be old. You can be young. You love liberty. We're brothers. We're brothers in Christ. And that's what the enemy hates. And so that's why I'm not going to be a hypocrite. If I want to make a stupid joke about Bill Clinton, I'm going to make it. Because I'm not a hypocrite. I'll go protest them killing babies and stop them killing babies. All those fake preachers telling you not to make a Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky joke, they're not going to be out there doing that because they're a bunch of Pharisees, the same kind of people Christ beat with whips.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.
The pedophile star witness of the Russia probe has been arrested. We're going to play that special report here in just a few minutes. And then we've got some other really important special reports on the UN caught on video. Not just some little person with a head admitting that the vaccines are killing people, aren't tested, and they're deadly dangerous, and that the majority of doctors are saying, we don't buy this anymore. I told you, I've had four children. I haven't. My wives have, but I've been there at the hospital. I've been to that experience. And the doctors try to push it. The nurses, they're like, I don't take a damn thing. You know, we give these kids shots in the back and they freaking die on us. And we got to get the breathing machines ready. The respirators on these preemies when we get ordered by the bioethics board or class, don't quote me. I'm like, no, I already know about it. I know, but the babies die when we give them to them. You got to check into that. But that's going to a high-end private hospital. I mean, it's not like caviar or something, but it's a big high-end one, the biggest in the state, is North Austin. And I was smart enough to find a doctor for the first three that was a listener. He's retired now. But when you're with the doctor and they go to a Willie Nelson concert with you, they just start talking about all the stuff they've seen. So, I mean, it's not like I'm just here just going, you know, I'm making this stuff up. I go to Willie Nelson concerts and dump Shiner Bock beers down the female doctor. And after about five beers, well, they start singing like a canary. But I already know all that. My son had to go in the NICU. He was big. He was like 12 pounds. He was born about 2 weeks late. And, of course, they didn't let him get mama's milk right away. They did their thing. And so his blood sugar went way down. And so they put him in the NICU. And so he's in the NICU about 3 days. I'm in there hovering around like a Papa Eagle constantly. I mean, you talk about just the instincts kicking in your firstborn, and they got all these wires in them. And I was just like, I wasn't thinking about how I was going to rate or rip people's heads off. I was just like on edge. And, of course, they all know that. They're used to parents dealing with that. But they're like, yeah, you're right to refuse the vaccines. You know, none of us take them. You know, when we give the babies the vaccines, when they're in the NICU, most of them are preemies. I'm looking at little bitty babies, you know, they're like 3 pounds. And like, they die. But we save them. We follow the orders. And then I actually had the nurses on saying their names. They've been on the show with David Knight and Rob Dew and myself. I've interviewed whole groups of people in Ohio and Texas and Florida. Canada, NICU head nurses, oh, say their names and say they'll get the order to give 30, 40, 50 kids shots that are in the NICU and they'll die right there. And then I'm just supposed to sit here and take this crap as a human and not be pissed? The system is testing to see what they can get away with. It's not the doctors and nurses that are bad. It's testing what will they do. How can we kill people right in front of them and convince the doctors to be covering up? It's like the Catholic Church, how they infiltrate it with pedophiles. They get one pedophile, they go, this will hurt the whole church, just ship them away. And then once they do that, oh, if you try to stop us and don't do what we say politically, we'll expose you to that pedophile. It's the same thing. Once the doctors go, well, the vaccines are hurting people, but it's a greater good, so we have to cover up the bad, but it's not a greater good. And that's always evil, too, to say, oh, it's the end justifies the means. Man, that's how you spell Adolf Hitler. I mean, you know, once you start that, oh, boy, it's just right down the freaking drain right there. So here's that report, and it's all coming up. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. It's a total act of revolution against the globalists to even do it. Please pray for us. By the time you're watching this, I'll be in D.C. Live coverage, Infowars.com. It's going to be totally insane. Owen Schroyer, Sven Hernandez, myself, we're all about to give them a big jet airplane. We ain't flying to Hollywood. We're flying to the swamp in Northern Virginia, where they hope to kick off the third revolution. We already had the revolution with Trump. We're already taking the world back with information. We don't want violence. We want peace. We want justice. And we want Jesus Christ.
In 1985, George Nader was charged with receiving child porn. The case was dismissed due to an invalid search warrant. And just a few years later, he was caught again. In 1991, he was convicted and given a six-month sentence on a felony charge for transporting child pornography. Despite the earlier charge and later conviction, George Nader worked closely for the U.S. government. He helped the George H.W. Bush administration free Americans who were being held hostage in Lebanon after the Iran-Contra affair. He unsuccessfully tried brokering an Israeli-Syrian peace agreement for the Clinton administration. And since then, he has continued to volunteer for U.S. politicians, acting as a middleman, connecting American interests to his many Middle Eastern contacts. In 2003, he was convicted in the Czech Republic for sexually abusing 10 boys, for which he only served 1 year in prison before being expelled from the country. None of this seemed to affect his professional reputation with the U.S. government. In May of 2016, George Nader, along with Andy Khawaja and six others, began funneling money from the UAE and Saudi Arabia into the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Nader and his associates sent over $3.5 million to organizations supporting Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign for president. And after Clinton lost to Trump, they donated $1 million to the Trump inauguration. Court documents reveal that Nader was continually reporting to an unnamed foreign nation. George Nader was considered a key witness in the Mueller investigation, and while being questioned by the FBI on behalf of Special Counsel Robert Mueller in January of 2018, child pornography was incidentally found on one of his mobile phones. But it wasn't until June of 2019 when Nader was finally arrested. The charge was for possession and transportation of child pornography and images of bestiality. He was also charged with transporting a 14-year-old boy from Europe to his Washington home for sex. In January of 2020, Nader reached a plea deal with prosecutors and pleaded guilty to charges of possession of child pornography and transportation of a minor. Prosecutors recommend the minimum penalty of 10 years, and sentencing is scheduled for April of 2020. George Nader is not an anomaly. Let us not forget that in the past 20 years, more than $17 million of taxpayer money has been paid out in 260 settlements involving sexual assault committed by members of the U.S. Congress. Let us not forget Jeffrey Epstein, Bohemian Grove, and the Podesta emails. There are wolves among us, and whatever we decide to do about it, we'll get what we deserve. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Infowars, tomorrow's news, today.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2,
the products InfoWars Life. I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hernandez for Action 7 News. I am on the streets of Austin today to talk about this breaking story from InfoWars.com. Top UN scientist admits vaccines killing people during a vaccine safety summit. Now, this is a global summit that happened last month in Geneva, Switzerland, where world leaders came forward to discuss vaccine safety and what vaccines really do within our bodies. Now, this is the chief scientist of the World Health Organization, and she even came forward and talked about how they can't talk to us about why vaccines are killing people. They can't give people a specific answer. Now, we know that the anti-vax movement is one that was really stifled. Big tech silences them, and they're even silenced in the 3D world when they question vaccines, when they question their safety. So we're on the streets today to talk to people about that, show them this breaking video, and ask them if they think that the government should be forcing people to have vaccines all over our country, regardless of religious exemption, because we know that is something that has been pushed. So I'm asking people today what their opinion on vaccines are, if they have any comments on them.
I mean, I was always vaccinated growing up. I'm Mexican, so my mom's super hardcore on, like, medication and stuff, so I was always vaccinated. I think it's kind of dumb when parents don't do it. You know, now in age, those parents that like think that vaccines are bad, but I think it's putting your child at risk more.
Oh, do you think that flu shots and vaccines are a good thing? Do you think that there's something that every American should get?
Well, me, I ain't American. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I come from the tribe of Judah. Like, America is really another slave trade, like Africa and when we was in Africa, when Moses came and freed us. But me, I just stay healthy, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and healthy. I don't know. I just eat good, and, you know, that's it. But flu shots, I really don't even care about that because I live my life off of nature.
Big fan of vaccines. Would not be here without them. I have not gotten my flu shot, actually, so I don't know. Maybe I'll get around to that, hopefully.
I don't like vaccines because of what I hear, really. I hear that they're not healthy for us, so that's one of my reasons why I don't do vaccines.
I think those people are so ill-informed. And I think a lot of it, they were listening to some actress that was positive vaccines cause autism, and that's based on faulty research.
I don't believe that vaccines are safe for us. Honestly, any natural herb that the God put on this land is the most safest and the most natural thing for us.
I was reading this news article. It's a UN scientist. I actually have the video if you'd like to watch it. It's 50 seconds long, but she comes forward and says that there are deaths related to vaccines. There are long-term effects that haven't been researched just yet. Would you like to see the video?
I guess you could say I'm kind of not very educated on vaccines and what they do, so this is good.
Let's watch this.
Vaccines are very safe. If someone gets sick after vaccination, it is usually either a coincidence, an error in administering the vaccine, or very rarely a problem with the vaccine itself.
We really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are, but in most cases there's some obfuscation at that level.
She's confirming what I just said, you know, that they're not healthy for us, and I really don't do vaccines. I really take the echinacea, whatever you call that herb, you know. But that's about the best I can say about the vaccines.
I just grew up thinking vaccines were a bigger thing, and obviously I'm not going to base anything off of that, but that just, like, that now is leading me to do more research, and now that intrigues me a little bit more about, like, research related to research on deaths related to vaccines, where, you know, a lot of people just, that's what they have grown up knowing best. So
she just said to herself, oh, it's miscommunication that these vaccines aren't the best. We still have open-end questions. So they let you know right now, she's just feeding you what she wants you to believe. It's not necessarily true. So I don't believe in vaccines. I'm all natural here, and I raised my niece on my own the same way. So that's all I have to say for that.
I be third out living. I be doing that too. That's why I watch out what I eat, what I drink. You know what I'm saying? Because they putting a lot of stuff in the food too. That's why you see the chicken wings, they be big, and you see like young girls be too like oversized, and they look like they're grown women, but they're young. That's because they be like plucking the food, they be shooting it up with stuff. They been doing that. That's just the system, the government system.
Can I show you this video before you leave and get your response to it?
No. No. I mean, if it has anything to do with, everybody should be allowed to reject vaccines, I'm not interested because I am more educated than that. I have seen what vaccinations can prevent. I was lucky enough that when my older sister and I and my brother all contracted polio, it happened before the shock. Vaccines came out in, I think, 1953, 1954. We were lucky enough that my sister had a very mild case. I
had a more profound case that weakened my right side, and my brother was in an iron lung for 9 months because he couldn't breathe. There may be a tiny minority that have negative results from vaccines, but the vast majority of vaccines save people.
We oftentimes see vaccines in a very positive light. What about the times that scientists do come out? This is at a UN summit last month in Geneva, Switzerland. What do you think about these types of comments in terms of vaccines?
Well, so I can't really say for sure because, like, I haven't done my research on vaccines or science as a whole. And I think it's really a matter of, like, are these people doing the same thing? So really I can't give you, like, a straightforward answer on, like, what I think. I mean, like, vaccines have worked for me. I mean, there's... You know, I can't cite anything for sure, but, like, I know there are vaccines that have worked. But as far as this, I don't know for sure.
So the government is trying to get rid of religious exemptions for vaccines. What do you think about that?
If you start exempting people, then you have this invisible community of people walking around that can spread diseases. And this is really serious.
You're basically trying to say that you have to vaccinate yourself? That's not necessary, too. Why would you vaccinate yourself if it's something, like I stated earlier, if it's not something that you wholeheartedly believe in and you don't know the research behind it? I can tell you that jumping over the moon is the safest thing to do, but if you haven't done your research on something, don't follow up with what I'm saying. And that's what I have to say.
That's only if it's going to benefit us. If it ain't, then, you know.
So the government says it's going to benefit us, but this scientist is saying that there's long-term health effects of vaccines, that there's some deaths related to vaccines.
Well, me, I'm not taking nothing. Like I told you, if it's not nature.
Do you think the government should force people to vaccinate themselves?
No, I don't.
How come?
Because, I mean, it's up to each his own, really, you know. But then, I don't know, some people have low immune systems, so I don't know how that thing works, you know.
I mean, I guess it's just a double-edged sword, you know, because a lot of times if you don't vaccinate yourself, you are more prone to whatever illness that you're trying to prevent. But there's also death related to vaccines, so I don't know, I guess... You just never really know unless you try it.
Well, folks, I would say today was a success. We got to show several people our video, and not only that, but someone who was vaccinated their whole lives is now interested in looking up and researching vaccine-related deaths on their own time. It's so important that we get this information out because we all know that the mainstream media only feeds us positive information about vaccines. But what about when World Health Organization scientists come forward and say there's long-term effects with vaccines, that there are deaths related to vaccines? We're not shown that in the mainstream media. So it's so important that we get this word out. So go to band.video to share this message, to share all the other exclusive reports about this. My name is Savannah Hernandez, and this is Action 7 News. Don't forget to go to band.video and share this report.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If someone gets sick after vaccination, it is usually either a coincidence, an error in administering the vaccine, or very rarely a problem with the vaccine itself.
Please listen to me carefully. Millions of people have already had their lives ruined, and many of them have died because of the information I'm about to lay out. And still, millions more are facing that same fate. This information that I'm about to lay out, that has just broken, and is directly from the UN department running the operation, admits that they are knowingly forcing vaccines worldwide when they are killing and maiming people en masse, when they are untested, unproven, and known to be dangerous, and that the majority of doctors know they're dangerous and are about to go public. What you're about to witness is the beginning of them going public. They know what they're saying here. And they're saying it because they know nothing can stop this information coming out now. And it's far worse than they even say. You're about to see the head scientist at the World Health Organization admit that vaccines are killing people and that there's a cover-up. Then we're going to show you the directors of all the major programs at the UN admitting that the front line of doctors is wobbly and they don't think they're safe because they see what's happening. That people are being hurt
and that they've been covering it up. And there's a global crisis in confidence in vaccines because they've done it. So they need to start testing and find out if they're safe. Safe, effective, tested? None of that's true. It's being done by design. So I'll tell you the rest of the story after we play these clips.
We really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions, because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level.
The first accusation is it is the adjuvant. And yet, without adjuvants, we are not going to have the next generation of vaccines. And many of the vaccines that we do have, ranging from tetanus through to HPV, require adjuvants in order for them to work. I give courses every year on how do you develop vaccines, how do you make vaccines. And the first lesson is, while you're making your vaccine, if you can avoid using an adjuvant, please do so.
It seems to me they multiply the reactogenicity in many instances. And therefore, it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen, but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original study.
The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects.
And again, as you mentioned, pre-licensure clinical trials may not be powered enough. It's also the subject population that you administer the adjuvant to, because we've seen data presented to us where an adjuvant, a particular adjuvant added to a vaccine antigen, did really nothing when administered to a certain population, and it's usually the elderly, you know, compared to administering the same formulation to younger age strata. So these are things which need to be considered as well, and further complicate safety and effectiveness evaluation of adjuvants combined with vaccine antigens.
Where at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 14 weeks, a child is being given different antigens from different companies, and these vaccines have different adjuvants, different preservatives, and so on. Something crosses my mind. Is there a possibility of these adjuvants, preservatives, cross-reacting amongst themselves? Have there ever been a study on the possibility of cross-reactions from the panel members that you can share the experience with us?
We have a very wobbly health professional front line that is starting to question vaccines and the safety of vaccines. When the frontline professionals are starting to question, or they don't feel like they have enough confidence about the safety to stand up to it to the person asking them the questions. I mean, most medical school curriculums, even nursing curriculums, I mean, in medical school, you're lucky if you have a half day on vaccines.
What you just saw is only a small sampling of the historic meeting where the UN convened an emergency summit in Switzerland with their top scientists to try to figure out what's happening and how to respond to the public's awakening to what's happening. And then, of course, Big Pharma, with its horrible history of corruption, is given liability protection for the damage caused by the vaccines. And they go on the news and tell us, vaccines never hurt anybody. It's a conspiracy theory. Arrest everybody that criticizes it. Take the children away from them. I've had hundreds of scientists on, medical doctors, you name it, exposing all of this over the years. So we're not learning anything new here, but it's the UN admitting that there's a loss of confidence globally by the medical community, and that there's been a cover-up and they don't know what to do. They say they haven't studied, but they have. Big Pharma uses the UN and other governments as the enforcers of this But as you heard the UN say, they've never done a study, and they don't have a study on the effects of adjuvants, but they clearly see what they're doing, and top scientists say you shouldn't even use adjuvants. We know they're causing autoimmune responses. We know they're causing autoimmune diseases. He uses fancy terms for allergic responses and autoimmune disease, but that's what he's saying, but not in words that you know or that I know in general that will scare us. So they're up there talking in code because they're there trying to cover their ass. But those that are really guilty are Big Pharma, because the adjuvants are only one part of this. When you have a live anthrax vaccine, and they say, well, it's genetically engineered to be not as harmful, and then it kills a bunch of people that are administered it. That's what happened. Or you have the new approved Ebola vaccine. That's live Ebola, but it's been genetically engineered, they say, to not harm you. Should we go over all the problems there, or what Trojan horses have been loaded in on purpose or by accident? It just goes on and on from there. So vaccines, we think of just learning immunity to something. That's a real technology. It has risk, but it's done a lot of amazing things. We're talking about all these other sciences rolled in to vaccines, genetic engineering, you name it, being put into us via these vaccines that Big Pharma is testing us like guinea pigs with, and we see the response. Massive deaths, massive neurological problems, incredible levels of cancer increases, and the inserts admit that. But there is a sickening silver lining to this giant black cloud of evil. And that's that the damage and the death and the carnage is so huge from vaccines and vaccine-related technologies that they can't cover it up anymore. And people are pissed, and they know what's going on. And the dam is breaking. Dr. Wakefield did those studies more than 20 years ago, proving that antibodies from the MMR shot were in the intestines of these autistic children. Since then, a whole bunch of other studies have been done confirming his research, but the media targeted him and said that he was a fraud when he was never proven to be a fraud, and those that made up the fraud have since been exposed. But that's what they do to trailblazers that try to warn the people. The big takeaway here is, back in the mid-80s, the United States passed a multi-billion dollar act to put billions of dollars a year into a secret fund to pay people who are damaged by vaccines. But they believe that only about 1% of those damaged even know about the fund and ever get to the fund through the reporting agency and then jump through the hoops to get the aid they need. Think about that. They set up giant vaccine damage funds that operate in secret, but they tell you they're safe and effective and that it's a conspiracy that anybody ever got hurt. And the very same UN head scientist puts out a video last year saying vaccines are totally safe and effective, never hurt anybody, but then she's in a meeting with her colleagues admitting they've covered everything up. This is scandal beyond scandal. This is all of our lives we're talking about. And only you can make sure this story gets out and is forced to break worldwide and really bring down this giant hoax that is medical tyranny through Big Pharma being given total liability protection to operate however they want and do whatever they want, a recipe for absolute medical Armageddon.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.